91X News.
A sword with a brass handle in the shape of an animal head. Now they're asking for more help to track down the two suspects. Anyone who may recognize the sword is asked to call Quinty West OPP or Crime Stoppers. In other news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's deeply disturbed by an arson attack on the mosque in central Ontario. Police in Peterborough say some set fire to a mosque in residential neighborhood over the weekend, one day after 129 people were killed in the Paris attacks. Trudeau assured Muslim Canadians yesterday that the federal government will work hard to find those responsible for setting the fire. The Prime Minister says it's important for Canadians to understand that Muslims around the world are being persecuted regularly by the violent extremists believed to be behind the Paris attacks. Peterborough Police Chief Murray Rod says an injury to one of his city's ethnic communities is an injury to everyone and that the incident is being treated as a hate crime. Damages from the fire were estimated to be about $80,000. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says this is a time to reach out to Muslim members of the community in the wake of attacks of the mosque in Peterborough and on a Muslim woman in Wynne's own Toronto riding. Wynne says the terrorism attacks in Paris were not born of religion.
We need to be vigilant in our communities, whether it's in Flemington, in my own riding, or in Peterborough, or anywhere in the province and the country, not to let these horrible events trigger hatred and racism and allow that to take hold.
Toronto police say that they are treating the assault and robbery of a woman wearing Muslim clothing near an elementary school as a hate crime. Constable Allison Douglas-Cook says police were called at 3 p.m. to an area near Grenoble Public School after a woman on her way to pick up her son said she was assaulted by individuals who allegedly yelled racial slurs. Police say the woman was kicked and beaten and had her cell phone stolen by two males before she fled to the nearby school. Toronto paramedics say they were called to the scene for a report of a female who kicked and took her to a local hospital for minor injuries. Douglas Cook says the woman wore clothing commonly associated with the Muslim faith and the incident is being investigated. No names have been released and no arrests have been made. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau calls his past few days at the G20 meeting in Turkey an excellent experience at his first summit. He says he had a wide range of discussions as he attempted to forge relationships with other world leaders.
The discussions, obviously, on security and terrorism in the wake of Paris, but also a lot of economic discussions about how to create inclusive growth, how to work together in a coordinated fashion on increasing regulations and structural reforms that are needed in many countries around the world. It led me to a lot of great conversations.
Trudeau is now in Manila for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Trudeau says Canada will boost the number of ground troops deployed to train local forces in Iraq as a way to make a bigger military contribution to the coalition fighting Islamic militants in Iraq and Syria. Trudeau talked about the plan during a 20-minute news conference aboard his Canadian Forces airliner this morning before landing in the capital of the Philippines for the APEC summit. He said Canada will have to increase the number of military trainers in Iraq from the current 69 once he pulls Canadian fighter jets from the U.S.-led coalition of aircraft bombing ISIL targets in Iraq and Syria. The APEC forum also marks the first official meeting between Trudeau and U.S. President Barack Obama. 5 days after the horrific attack that took 129 lives, the mood in Paris has changed from fear to defiance. Reporter Tom Rivers says the best display so far has been the Charlie Hebdo magazine, which was the target of a deadly attack in January that killed 12 journalists.
Armed only with humor, Charlie Hebdo, the satirical magazine that was targeted in January, is coming out with its new edition. On the cover, a broadside at ISIS with this cartoon of a man drinking despite being shot. Caption reads, "They have weapons, we don't care. We have champagne. It captures perfectly the determination and resolve of the French people who refuse to bow to the attacks.
There has also been a social media campaign to encourage people to return to the terraces of cafes and restaurants like the ones attacked on Friday night. In Northern California today, a large-scale terrorism drill will take place at the site of the upcoming Super Bowl, which will be played in February. ABC reporter Alex Stone has more.
The FBI says it'll be practicing the worst-case scenario at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, home to Super Bowl 50. Over 100 members of law enforcement will run drills for bombs and active shooters. SWAT teams, bomb techs, hazmat units, medics, and helicopters will be used. The FBI says a drill was planned long before the attacks in Paris. Alex Stone, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
No need to watch award shows this year to get your fix of stars. Just visit Mark's No Frills, where the all-new Guiding Stars program makes eating healthier a breeze. No more frustration due to small print nutritional facts to find out what's good and what's not. Simply look for the stars on the package. For more information on the Guiding Stars program, visit guidingstars.ca. Be sure to ask about PC points as well. Mark's No Frills, 211 Bell Boulevard, Belleville. And remember, as Mark's No Frills, our prices won't. Be beat.
Good afternoon. I'm Molly Little with QNET Sports. In Junior A action tonight, Georgetown takes on the Toronto Patriots at 8 o'clock, and Picton plays Napanee tonight in Empire B Junior Hockey. In the NHL, Canadian hockey player John Tavares had two goals and an assist to lead the Islanders to a 5-2 victory over the Arizona Coyotes last night. Tavares says that they want to play a structured hockey game.
We just wanted to play smart hockey, short shifts, and keep doing the things we were doing, and we were able to do that. And again, that second, third goal, I think, gave us a lot of confidence, obviously. It gives you a bigger lead, and we just wanted to keep it difficult for them. Obviously, disappointing to give up a couple goals, but it is what it is.
David Desjardins scored 3:25 into overtime to lead the Montreal Canadiens to a comeback 4-3 victory over the Vancouver Canucks last night. Also, David Backes had two goals and an assist to lead St. Louis to a 3-2 victory over the Winnipeg Jets. Thomas Tatar's breakaway goal in the overtime game gave Detroit a 4-3 win over Ottawa Senators. It's a busy day in the NHL with 8 games scheduled, including 2 in Canada. Colorado visits the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. Toronto has won 3 of its last 4 games, but the Avalanche are on a 3-game win streak. Later, the Calgary Flames are home to the New Jersey Devils. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors continue their West Coast road trip with the stop in Oakland against the NBA championship winners Golden State Warriors. Toronto is the top in the Atlantic Division with a 7-4 record. However, Golden State hasn't let up since it won the league title, with the Warriors winning the first 11 games of the season. In MLB news, newly re-signed Blue Jays starter Marco Estrada addressed media in Toronto today. The right-hander came to terms with the Blue Jays on a 2-year deal worth $26 million on Friday. Estrada had 13 wins this season with 8 losses, a 3.13 ERA, and 131 strikeouts. QNET News will have an update at 1 o'clock. CFL team the BC Lions cleaned out their lockers today after losing 35-9 to the Calgary Stampeders in the CFL's Western Division semifinal. There could be a lot of changes this offseason, including running back Andrew Harris, who is set to become a free agent.
I bleed orange. I'm definitely a beast line. It's been a great journey, but you know the writing's kind of on the wall, and at this point in time, I just don't know what's gonna happen.
Veteran quarterback Travis Lule is also a free agent and could move on after he lost his starting job to Jonathan Jennings. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Forecast for Belleville. At 12:09, it's 3 degrees and sunny with a high of 8 later today. Tonight, clear with a low of +4, becoming cloudy after midnight. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 12. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Molly Little. News on 91X next at 1.